On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. On Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
It's Audio Whiplash. Hey. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
There's Rob.
What's happening over there, Matt?
I feel that tune, man. It gets in your bones.
You know what it is? Yeah. It's very clearly the saxophone.
Yeah, all right. Could be, man. There's not nearly enough saxophone in modern music.
Well, I think you just like the horn, really. That's what it goes in.
Always been a big fan of the horn. Yeah.
Yep. Well, Matt's a bit of a wind instrument guy.
It's windy.
Oh, it's windy in here.
We got a little bit of feedback.
Oh.
When we were... No, I hate feedback. Yeah.
Usually it's ripping on Rob.
Not this time. But this seemed to become a thing, you know, we talked on kind of funny peculiar, more than funny ha-ha.
Is it funny ha-ha or funny strange?
We recorded the last Audio Whiplash on a Sunday, looking for a Tuesday release, and on Monday, Luke Perry keeled over and kind of ruined the show.
As tends to happen, right?
So, had to do a little editing there and whatever, and... you know, I think everybody sort of understood that, but that brought the whole 90210 thing back to the forefront. And I've heard this talked about on a few different podcasts, and we were asked directly, probably because someone else had pilfered it from this other podcast, but we're going to answer it anyway, because I thought it was fun. If you could attend any fictional high school, where do you want to go? And so, obviously, the...
It's not Beverly Hills.
You're not going to West Beverly?
West Beverly.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of uppity douchebags.
How about Bayside?
There. I'm going to kick David.
You don't like David Silver?
To me, he's getting whistled, that guy.
He does seem like the type of guy he would have bullied in high school. Or this week.
Brian Austin Green.
Yeah.
Mad
no,
props,
David
my man.
Silver.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
So yeah, in this world, you would go to the school with the actual characters, not the actors.
All right.
Whatever.
Bayside, like Saved by the Bell.
Yeah,
is that what you're going with?
Bayside, it'd be right there.
No.
How about Ridgemont?
Like Fast Times Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going? Mm. I want to go to Shermer High. Hey?
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Shermer High is the high school from The Breakfast Club.
Okay. That seems a little strict. I don't know if I want to be there.
It also is. Well, what a great cast of characters, though, man.
Yeah.
That is a timeless movie. It is also the same high school. So I think it's called Glenbrook North in Chicago. It's also the same high school that they did all the exterior shots for Ferris Bueller.
Oh, really?
Yeah, same high school. So there was...
Maybe I'd go to that high school.
Yeah.
Have Ben Stein teach me math.
Bueller. All exterior, because there is no interior shots, whereas Breakfast Club is almost strictly interior.
Yeah.
Right? Interesting to note, too, with that the the library, which is where the detention is served, is actually the gym. They've built a set in there because the library in the actual high school is too small.
Okay. Couldn't get the shots.
This is it. You want to have that space. But to me, that's a cool cast. And honestly, a really an interesting looking library, which is actually the gym.
Have you seen the movie Dogma? It's Kevin Smith, Jay and Silent Bob.
Does Alanis play God?
Yeah. Yep.
Nope. I haven't seen it.
Okay. anyway, there's just a scene in that where Jay and Silent Bob are talking to the main character about how they got to where they were or what's happening. And like, you know, we were just reading all those, was it John Hughes?
Yeah, John Hughes.
Books, and we're just trying to check this place out. They're just looking for a hookup to their drug dealers. Like, this is a town that needs. So we get on a bus, get all the way to Illinois, and you know what we fucking find out? There is no Shermer, Illinois.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to Bayside, man. I think Zach Morris needs a punch in the face.
I think he's taking you down.
Fuck that. I'm going to grab his brick-sized cell phone and knock him out with it.
How about his
when he's constantly stopping and freezing time and talking to the camera, I'm gonna dodge that. And while he's not expecting it, I'm taking him down.
You're going to punch him.
Yep.
How about his big, puffy, white shoes? Yeah. Honestly, he was always wearing...
taking his shoes.
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, tie them together.
Well, I'm hoping to run into Tiffany Amber Thiessen before she turns into the whore over at West Beverly. I want good girl Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
In the cheerleader outfit?
Yeah. Now, she's kind of got the hair. I'm not in love with the hair, but that sort of goes with the time, I think, right?
Of
but,
course. Late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah. But Kelly Kapowski, that was right in my wheelhouse. So I'm going to Bayside, and I'm taking out Zach Morris.
Where you're going to go with that? There was a lot of going.
I'm going to take out Zach Morris. I'm going to have to outthink AC Slater, which I think is doable. And I kind of want to be friends with Screech, man.
Hey, mama.
Could be, yeah.
That's true. All right. Well, there is an age difference between
for
Matt
sure,
and I.
Of course. I'm going to Bayside.
We get that.
Yeah.
Well, and I preferred if
all his zany bullshit. I'm
seeing it in hindsight. I preferred Jessica Spano over
Kelly Kapowski.
Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah,
it's the high waisted 90s.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's got to be it.
You're just trying to bust her feminist tendencies. I think get her back in line is more your.
Nope. She's welcome to those tendencies.
Okay.
Whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that. Strong women rule the world, man. It's cool.
Okay. Well, right on, Matt.
No problems.
Sticking with things that have apparently long since passed their
prime,
best before date. Yeah. In the last week or two, Much Music, which apparently now just goes by Much, which I guess most of you probably knew. I did not.
It's a bit much.
Has essentially trimmed down. It used to be called Video Flow. Now it's doesn't really have a name, but they were playing about 7 hours a day of music videos, which they're now trimming down to 1 hour a day of music videos. I honestly had no idea they were still playing any music videos. It seemed like all of these channels stopped doing that a long time ago. But I guess they were saying the average audience while they were playing videos was about 4,000.
Yeah.
Which is shockingly low. But the 7 hours of videos is from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Like,
what are you expecting the audience to look like there?
Well, it's been, honestly, I'm going to be generous and say it's easily two decades since Much Music has, and for those of you listening south of the border.
It's our MTV.
This is our MTV.
We want our MTV.
And so... It's anytime I'd passed it by, it used to be when you were on the Rogers network, it was sort of right there in between TSN and Sportsnet.
Yes. It was channel 27 Sportsnet, 28 Fox, 29 Much, 30 was TSN.
And so you sort of, if you were happening up past the hood, you'd sort of go, oh, look, it's another teenage mother pregnancy show or whatever this is. And you're like, is there really any videos? No, there's no videos. They're showing crappy reality TV and shit that's going to absolutely rot your brain. Well, no, as somebody who is, and again, I'm somebody who was in high school in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
It was when it came on in whatever it was, 85, somewhere around there. It was after MTV.
Yeah. Yeah, we were not the trendsetters.
Yeah, no. But it was the best, right? And used to be prior to that, you'd get the, you know, there'd be good rocking tonight on a Saturday night. It'd be on at about 11 o'clock. It'd be a half an hour of videos.
Yeah.
Or you'd get this half hour show on at 4 o'clock on weekdays. And, you know, you'd tune it in, and as somebody who liked dirt music, right, you'd tune in to see if you get the odd Motley Crue or a Rat video, maybe a Twisted Sister.
Sure.
Right? You'd tune in for that, but you'd get more than your share of Cyndi Lauper and Thompson Twins and Madonna, and you'd be like, bah,
how
whatever.
Old are you again? Jesus.
Well, we are talking mid-80s,
yeah,
man.
Late 80s, true.
Right? And I'm talking about when I was in grade 5, grade yeah. 6, right? I had older brothers.
Right.
And so, yeah, it was wall-to-wall. Also, the launch of TSN, so mm-hmm. your sports network, right, where you could watch all the darts and billiards you could get your hands on, because really in those days, the content just
yeah.
wasn't where it is
They're
now.
They're still showing darts and billiards, though.
No, I know. Well, actually, just before I came over here, I was watching a little firefighters competition, you know, where they had to haul the dummy and do all that.
Yeah.
Your steel, you know, wood cutting and whatever, those are still
sure,
on there.
The lumberjack
but, yeah, but still, back in the day, those were what dominated in between sports centers, right?
Yeah.
They didn't have the prime hockey content.
No, of course.
There was no Friday night CFL football. Anyways, I know we've stretched away from, but sports is what we do.
Yeah.
But, you know, watching much music, I'd love to tune in. You get the Pepsi Power Hour, right, which would be, again, it'd be your high-grade dirt music where you get your Enough's Enough and your Slayer and Slaughter and those sorts of things. And you'd tune in for that, and you'd be like, yeah, music videos were where it's at. Now, what they're saying is there's just so many other places to get this, right? Your streaming platforms and...
Well, so in my day, let's call it more... Now, I grew up in the fucking boons. We didn't have cable. But later on, when I would, you know, have an opportunity to access such content, kind of very late 90s, early 2000s, kind of the end of high school, they would have videos on all the time. And then in the afternoon, maybe you would do Live at Much, and there would be like two hosts, and you'd play videos, but you'd also have like a guest in, someone who's passing through Toronto for a concert that night or whatever.
Didn't Strombo come from Much
yep.
Music? Yeah,
for sure.
That's what I thought.
And then there would be like, whenever it was, I can't remember all the but like a battle, right, where you would phone in and vote, they would pair off two videos, right? So it was always still all these videos, but trying to present them in different ways. And I can remember all the time, especially with the girl I was seeing late in high school, you know, you'd come home on a Friday afternoon and you'd watch the Much Countdown, and you're doing whatever and you're talking and whatever else.
What?
And that's on in the background, and it would be on again Sunday. But the video was still... Like, it had very little to do with what the best video was. It was just, these are the hit songs of the day, and here's a video that went with it kind of thing.
Right. Because some of them were great videos.
Yeah.
And some of them were crap videos, but it was an opportunity.
To play the song.
For you to hear the tune you liked.
Right. And so in the top 30 countdown that they always did, you know, twice a weekend or whatever, there was very rarely Much that I was into, but maybe at like 11 o'clock, I remember it was...
But if I'm dry humping and that's going on in the background... Perhaps.
Sure. Punk-a-rama was on at like 11 o'clock, right? And then there'd be, it was just called like Much Heavy or The Metal Show or something at 11:30, right? And so you'd get 30 minutes of each of these sort of...
Fringe.
Right. And then it'd go back to, you know, at midnight.
Britney
maybe
Spears,
they'd do the countdown again or something. And so it's strange to me that, you know, that it's gone this far. I'm not shocked just because, like you said, now you get videos on YouTube and wherever else. I am a little surprised that we're still making videos. Like, it was a way to get songs on TV. Now you can get the song on YouTube or on Spotify or on God knows a million other ways. I don't know the last time, kind of like you said, that I sat down and watched a music video.
Okay, but that's the key, right? Is you and I...
But they're still making them.
I know, but you and I aren't...
Yeah. True enough.
We aren't the
middle-aged
the target.
And...
Yeah, exactly. Going, how can we get more middle-aged women to watch?
Sure.
Or middle-aged men. You go, well, can you do more aerobicizing or whatever else? And you, and there's just so many more options, right?
Speaking of back to TSN.
Yeah, exactly. What was her name?
I don't know. But there was always an aerobic show in the morning.
For sure. And I'm talking one thing about whatever name, Kiana's Flex Appeal.
Yeah, that's
That's the one right there. Honestly, crazy.
Yeah, so as we're both distracted by memories of that.
looking off at the roof. How many times can she do, like, flies with a cable flies or a bench? And you're like,
I'm still watching.
Yeah, those are unnaturally large breasts.
You could
for
be at the gym or something.
Size.
No, this is good. I'll watch this.
I'm sweating right now.
Yeah, no, and so they've decided anyway, as we come all the way back around, that 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. wasn't drawing an audience, and why would it? Because you're counting on high school kids and college kids and whatever. Well, they're all fucking busy, man.
Yeah, you're counting on those pregnant teenagers who you're going to run a show about, right? That's really your target audience.
And now you just, you've put the reality shows on there. You got reruns of old shit like The Simpsons and stuff that I'm into, but I can't even tell you the last time that I turned on much. Even like as recently as 2 or 3 years ago, I guess, I can remember seeing online that the Much Music Video Awards
MMVAs.
And I'm like, well, let's see what that's all about. See if that's still a big deal. And they were still putting on a pretty good show. And I recognized some of the bands and whatever. But that used to be, like, without exaggeration, it would shut down downtown Toronto. They were closing off streets. They had hosts doing rooftop shots and flybys, and they had the biggest names. And then you would do these, like, best rock video of the year and best what. And I read in this article today, which we'll share at Talkie and Audio, that they don't even – they're not a video awards show anymore, because how could it be? But they still call it – instead of it being the Much Music Video Awards, it's now the MMVAs. And I guess you're just not supposed to ask – what that stands for, but it's now Music Awards instead of being Video Awards.
Well, and I was confused by the addition of the iHeartRadio.
Yeah, well, that's part of Bell's.
The Jingle Bell thing, and it's iHeartRadio.
It's just another streaming service, right?
But it seems to be more of the push, is what they were saying.
Yeah.
It seems to be angling
on. When you hear it now on everything, right? Like even when you're listening to TSN radio here, like an iHeartRadio station. Yeah, shut up.
The iHeartRadio app.
Yeah. But that's now a big part of it, and that's probably the last time I turned it on. As you've said, that's not a station designed with me in mind, but I don't know who it is designed for at this point. Like, you've taken away the music part of it, and now I guess it's just a home for shitty reality shows.
Well, and they did say that your 1 hour of dedicated video flow was going to be between 12 and 1.
Yes.
Like what?
So again,
are kids, like, still coming home from school for lunch? Like, who does that anymore?
Nobody. So it might be just time to totally fucking flush this. But at one point, we've both talked about it from different experience points, but it was a huge cultural thing here. Like, whether you were into it or not, or what the bands were that were in the background at the time, Much was a big deal. And it's, with its awards shows and with everything that it had on it, and everybody knew about it at kind of that age. And now it just seems like there's not really a spot left for it.
Oh, see, and I clearly remember, and this is going to date myself again, Erica M., right, who with her leather jacket and her torn jeans.
That was all of them.
Sassy look to her. Yeah, I think her father was either an executive.
Mr. M.?
Yep, Mr. M., yeah, who knows what her last name was. But anyways, that to me was, and just again, as two products that came on at the same time, TSN and how much it's flourished, right? In its now 24 hours, sports is a legit 24-hour thing. And
is keeping cable alive.
Right.
Sports networks.
Sports is the thing, yeah. And music, Much Music and music videos of the
time.
And
it did flourish.
Oh, for sure. It was huge.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I would spend a pile of time between those two.
Yeah.
Right? As a late high school guy, right?
Yeah.
You'd sort of go, yep, flip back and forth.
See what Lisa Loeb's doing tonight?
Yeah, no, see, I to me, that's...
Oh, you didn't like Lisa Loeb? Was she not the librarian video?
And yeah, then, she's with the glasses.
Yeah.
Right? That, but that, to me, is a 90210 thing, right? That's a Tory Spelling. The music was all...
That's okay.
Yeah, right. Yes, yes. It's okay. Look
it's
at you
more
go.
Of a Dawson's Creek thing, I think, than a 90210, but either way. I wonder what that high school was called. I wouldn't have gone there, but...
Yeah, honestly, that's Squaresville, big
Pacey
time.
Pacey and...
Big time.
I don't know. They got... That blonde chick was knocked up. She was obviously easy. Maybe they got a few of them around.
What was her name?
The actor or the character?
Michelle Williams.
Either way, I don't have it.
Is the blonde.
Yeah. Wasn't she the one that got knocked up?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Wasn't the future Mrs. Tom Cruise.
No.
Which we were talking about, and it's funny. I'm going to tell the story. It's really apropos of nothing.
Sure. Whole fucking episode.
Yes. just how different things were. I remember being in grade 7, and we don't even need to know what year that was, right? But we had to do in music, we had to come in with the lyrics to a song, and then we got to play the song, and everyone could follow along with the lyrics, right?
They were still doing that when I was in grade 7.
Okay, and so, and then we would talk about it, whatever, if there was anything to say, and so...
Bringing Wasp.
Okay, so we're sitting there, and the guy who's sitting next to me, who I can't remember what his name was, he was not a good friend of mine. We just happened to sit next to each other.
Less a friend after this.
He's wearing, I don't know, a shirt with mother of pearl buttons on it, I swear to you. And I'm like, well, what song did you bring? He's like, I got one telling you. And I'm like, well, what if we have the same song? He's like, yeah, right.
I'm going first.
He goes, you listen to dirt music, man. There's no chance. There's no way. There's no way. And so he gets up and they say, and I can't remember what his name was, but we're going to call him Adrian.
Okay.
What do you have, Adrian? And he said, I love A Rainy Night by Eddie Rabbit. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? What is this? And so literally the song is, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. And I'm like, it's like pseudo country. And
yeah. I know that tune.
And so he sits down. I'm like, man, you suck. That is so lame. And he's like, well, go ahead, dirt boy.
Dirt boy.
What do you have?
Yeah.
So, of course, I had The Trooper by Iron Maiden.
In grade seven.
Is what I listened to. And so we're at the end of it. And my teacher, Mr. Roy, he talks about, oh, these long-haired metal bands and their glorification of death and
Satan.
Yeah, and I'm waiting. There was no Satan in it, but and I'm saying to him, no, it's the exact opposite, right? If you listen to it, the song is sort of based on the Charge of the Light Brigade, Napoleonic Wars, and anybody who listens to any Iron Maiden, it's got the classical. It sounds like horses charging, and I'm saying it's really the emphasis is on the futility of the death and how what starts out as this, the pomp and pageantry and the adrenaline rush ends in this futile death. I said, so it's actually not the glorification. It's the other way.
This is the explanation you provided your teacher in grade 7.
Yes. Well, it's all in the liner notes, right?
Okay.
Back in the day when you get a big vinyl,
mm-hmm,
and you would read the notes.
Some of the language here, I'm just.
Okay. Well, all right. It's me. It's me recalling it.
Yes.
Solid A, though.
Okay.
For a solid C student. Right? I crushed it.
In the meaty part of the curve.
I crushed it right there. Right? As opposed to the dink with his Eddie Rabbit, I love a rainy night. Like, who cares? Eh?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Sure.
And the one other thing I remember is there was this girl, I can't remember what her name was, long hair and she had glasses. She was just...
Lisa Loeb.
Atrocious. No. She
oh, no.
Was, and she'd wear like...
Atrocious.
Yeah. Super, super skinny. Always wore these boots that weren't right for her. Anyways, whatever her name was, she would say to her, she'd say, no, don't call me that. Call me Ace.
No.
Yes.
No, I won't.
Okay. Anyways, she listened to her tune was Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions.
Yeah, of course.
So she was the first person to go, I guess by alphabetical order, Ace gets to go first. And so, yeah, Mr. Roy saying, well, I'm glad this is the first song because We can set the standard. If your song has profanity in it, we will not be playing it. Because that bitch,
damn it, Ace.
Bitch is one of the first lyrics in,
right,
in Rocky Like a Hurricane. But Ace didn't care. She was nails like that.
She was atrocious. Damn it, man.
And her locker was next to mine.
Yeah. All right.
Anyways, that's a different time, a different place, but.
Yes, thank God you're far kinder now.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Okay.
You're going to rock us right back to that time anyways.
Yeah, actually.
You're going to bring a little current stuff that has echoes in the past?
I know you haven't seen it, but it's going around right now. A lot of people talking about this documentary on Michael Jackson called Leaving Neverland. And it's pretty upsetting. There's a lot of details. It interviews two of the men now in their 30s, but that were children at the time that were spending all kinds of time with Michael Jackson. And they're telling all kinds of stories about what it was like to be around him, what those relationships actually looked like. And there's been a ton of talk coming out of this, as we've talked about on this show before, of what do we now do with that culturally? Because he was such a huge part of culture in that time and that time and place. But his music also are some of the biggest songs of all time. And there are now, I guess on his latest tour, I just read this morning, I didn't have all the details, but Drake was doing like almost like a hologrammed duet, if you want to call it that. He's dropped that. A bunch of different streaming services have dropped the Simpsons episode that Michael Jackson's voice appeared on. But it seems far more like this is one of those things that we as a society are going to have to come to terms with rather than plugging our ears and anytime one of his songs goes on and I can't hear it, right? Like, you're not going to ever get rid of this, but I don't want to spoil the documentary, but all the things that people suspected he was doing with these kids, these guys are now essentially saying, yeah, that's what happened. I don't know what we're supposed to do with that information now, if anything. You can't punish him. He's gone. And even if he wasn't, he's already been tried and acquitted once. It's really kind of stirred up this whole thing again, that what do we now do with that information?
Well, and it's, and it's such a sensitive topic, right? And it's, and serious. And I don't mean in any way to give it,
well, we do what we do.
Any of the attention that it deserves. But man, that is the worst kept secret or the
right.
Or the most talked about
yes.
non-issue ever, right? And by non-issue, I just mean nothing seems to change, right? In the late 80s, you had people saying, well, you know, what a Walmart and Michael Jackson have in common, right? They both have boys' underwear half off. Right?
Or, that's kind of funny.
Okay. or what do...
That doesn't mean we need to hear much more.
What if Michael Jackson and McDonald's have in common?
What if I could ever get to use these again?
Yeah, 30-year-old meat in between 12-year-old buns. Yeah, this is... So, but that was in the 80s.
And the 90s.
But I'm just saying, these things...
Okay.
And again... I'm not condoning this
behavior. Of
course,
no. Look, we're not going to spend all day going, yeah, but no. We all get it. This is wrong.
If in the 90s and the late 90s, and if these guys are in their 30s now, and you look about 20 years ago, whatever that is, you're talking late 90s, you are already 15 years into many allegations.
Right.
If you as a parent are still fucking leaving your kids there, you're a bad parent. And these people need to go back on their parents and
right.
say,
sure.
How the fuck could you do this to me?
I think at least in one of the cases, the guy is estranged from his parents.
Yeah,
like
good
he's
kind
of had that realization. But they talk about how there's this manipulation, which is obviously easier with children, where he would say to them, if other people found out, they would never understand, right? The our relationship, right? Don't trust your parents, trust me. And
said every pedophile ever.
Yeah, for sure. And the other one that maybe you can scare them a little bit was if anybody ever found out, not just me, both of us would go to jail for the rest of our lives, which is obviously bullshit, but...
Yeah. Yeah. And this is what...
And so you start to drive this wedge between these kids and their parents and make sure that nobody's talking and whatever. And there's... I've talked about this before. There's a podcast put out by the New York Times every day called The Daily, and they always... One story of the day, you know, this is something worth knowing. And so they interview this... you know, music reviewer, essentially, who was a huge Michael Jackson fan all the way growing up. He was such a big part of, you know, the music of the time, and he and his family loved them or whatever. He said, you always had enough plausible deniability. He said, I understand it was naive, right? But you always had just enough there that you go, yeah, maybe not.
Because you don't want to believe.
Right. And he said, so now, in my job, I'm brought in to watch a pre-screening of this, and I'm taking my notes. And he said, there is a moment exactly where I felt that, even as a grown man, that was shattered. There is no more doubt, right? And the guy is telling, this is now one of the guys in the movie, is telling a story that essentially Michael Jackson has proposed to him as a 10-year-old kid. And so they need to go and buy a ring. And so they're in the store and... The kid is trying the ring on, and obviously it's Michael Jackson. It's diamond studded. It's just whatever. And so you're not buying this for just anybody. And so all of a sudden the clerk's got his back up a little bit watching this kid try this on. And all of a sudden Michael Jackson says he has the same size as the woman that I'm buying this for. And the kid is the one who's now, as a grown man, retelling this story. And then they had this little private ceremony in his bedroom of all fucking places back at Neverland. He said this now back to the reporter who's watching this story be told by the kid who went through. He said, that's the moment for me that there is no more plausible deniability because you watched or you know Michael Jackson lied. Everything that he used to say about I just love spending time around kids in my childhood was taken from me. So I relate to these kids or I want to live in their world. He said all of that is gone once you know that he's lying to, you know, whatever. He knows what he's doing is wrong and he has to cover it, right?
But he knew... When we heard those same comments the first time.
Right.
You didn't want to believe it.
Right.
But you knew it at the time.
Right. But I guess watching this guy tell the story of the engagement ring, I don't know that that story had been out there before.
No. But I mean the journalist.
Yeah. At that time, when all this is going on in the mid-90s, he's still like 12 and 13 and whatever.
Right. But
he knows, but he's trying not to know.
Yeah. And that's all I'm saying here is oh. Sounds like a Guinness.
It is a Guinness.
Thank you.
My beer supply out there has taken a beating over the last couple of days.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
It's a price of progress, baby.
Sure.
I think we all knew, and I'm not sure I know any more now than I did before. I'm not any less sure now than I was
right
in the early 90s.
So
when you have people testifying, yes, I've seen his dink, and this is what it's modeled in color. And it's, yeah, if we're getting there, that kid's already seen your dink that looks like your face does.
So in 2019, as we sit here and Beat It comes on your music collection tomorrow, what are you supposed to do with that? Can you just sit back and enjoy it? I've had it on when you came over here today. After reading about this, after watching, I wanted to put on some Michael Jackson and see if it made me uncomfortable.
And
it didn't.
It didn't.
I know what he did, but the music has become such a part of our culture or whatever. Maybe that makes me a shithead. I don't know, but I don't know what we're supposed to do with that. Can we just pretend the music that he wrote never existed and we'll ban it from all our playlists? And if some of these companies want to ban the Michael Jackson episode of The Simpsons, whatever, if you want to do it.
He does the voice of this big kid. Am I right?
It's a guy who's gone crazy in a mental institution and comes home and stays with him for a while. Yeah. So if you want to do stuff like that, I get that in the heat of this documentary having just come out, why Drake no longer wants to...
Yeah,
doing shit with Michael Jackson.
You certainly want to disassociate yourself with it in any way from you marketing yourself.
Right. But do you expect the local radio station to stop playing Michael Jackson?
No.
Yeah, it's weird.
I do not. But you know what?
How do you reconcile that?
To me, it's when you have a president like we do now, okay, but no, follow me down the path here, right? In the old days, any one of a number of things Trump has done would have a man impeached
immediately,
whatever, right? But you sort of go, we're on to the next story. We're on to the next story. We're on to the next story. Like I look at what's happening here with the prime minister's office, right? Mm-hmm. With the SNC-Lavalin, right? And you go, is this going to dog the liberals all the way through the election? Well, I had a conservative person running in my area show up at my doorstep yesterday. And she's handing this off. And I'm looking at a brochure. And the things that they promise don't really speak to me
right.
as somebody who has elderly parents or children in school and all these sorts of things when they're talking about. And so I'm saying, well, these are the things that they don't really speak to me like healthcare and education. And she's saying, well, what about integrity?
Yeah.
Right? What about this liberal government? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? 2013 with the Duffy Senate scandal, you had the PMO's office there interfering.
Yeah.
What?
Well, how about Scheer now speaking with white nationalists at this fucking truck rally that just rolled through town,
so
right?
All I'm saying is, to me, it's everything just becomes, I expect everybody's a shitheel.
Yeah.
Whether it's Michael Jackson.
But if you write good tunes, I'm over it.
Well, whatever it is, it's, if I was to boycott and not listen to anything that was, or believe in anything, what am I left with?
Right.
I can't even brush my fucking teeth if that's the case.
Yeah. No, my sports team's done this horrible thing. My favorite athlete did that. And my favorite band is tied to this. And I don't know. Maybe that's like...
Well, and again, I know it comes off as very flippant, but flippant.
Yeah.
But it's... to me, I'm not a Michael Jackson fan.
Right.
We've suspected this for 30 years.
Yep.
And the very fact that we're getting more proof of it means we've just piled on top of what we already knew. Sad, man. It's
well, it sounds like for some people, at least, it went from suspected to new, which are two very different things, right?
And really, what are these people bringing other than recollections? I haven't seen the documentary.
No, it's worth watching.
But so if they haven't brought me any physical concrete, it's still just more allegations.
Well, he's got the ring.
Yeesh. Okay. All right.
That's a little uncomfortable,
if he
right?
He still has the ring.
Yeah. Well, and he's saying as he's showing them to whatever, he's like, my hands are shaking just holding these again. Like it brings back so much crazy bullshit. And
yeah.
Which it would.
Yeah. And so I'm not sure what to do with any of that.
Yeah. And this is... You know, we've talked about it so many times on here before about so many other, you know, R. Kelly and whoever else, right?
And R. Kelly again. There's somebody else in the news who's just
going down again, right?
Flipping and losing his mind.
You just Bill Cosby. Can we still sit and watch and laugh at the Cosby Show? And I think this is one of those things where, from time to time, it's going to cross your mind and it's going to maybe make you a little uncomfortable if you're enjoying it, but it's not going away. Like,
well, and again, and I keep coming back to it with Michael Jackson. I'm not the only one who's been there for decades. We've heard.
No, of course.
And again, I sat there and we had a pre-beer, you know, pre-show
beer. Yeah.
And you're listening to this whole list of Michael Jackson tunes.
Yep.
And they're all familiar. There had to be 20 tunes.
If you go to any wedding still, you put on any kind of 80s, 90s radio station, they're still everywhere.
For sure. For sure. And so I'm not sure how much more info or concrete evidence or whatever or allegations we need to make us go, yeah, that guy for sure was a pedophile.
Right. So that's my question, though. Once we've determined that, yes, that's you, that's true, beyond a shadow of a doubt, now what?
Well, okay.
Because you're not punishing him.
And what?
No one's getting justice. No one's whatever. What do we do with the catalog?
Well, what I'm saying is we've been there for a bunch of years. This is not a 2019 new issue.
Well, fair enough. And that's true. But to a new generation, it is. I guess the thing becomes that to some people, it's new. To some people who've suspected it or heard the rumors, you know, an older generation for a long time, maybe this is enough to make it concrete. And maybe to a younger generation who wasn't around while he was doing interviews with Oprah and going through the trial, but then later found his music, you know, this maybe is jarring or...
Yeah, well, and it's always going to be jarring, and let's hope it never becomes not jarring to hear about a pedophile. But what I was trying to illustrate with my stories was man, there is a huge lack of integrity.
Yep.
Everywhere. And people sort of get to the point where they're like, oh, well, not surprising.
Well, does that hurt yours?
Does that hurt my integrity?
Or mine. I know this guy's a pedophile, but black or white's pretty catchy and it's a toe tapper. So
yeah, well, see, and it's easy for me on the Michael Jackson front because
you don't care.
I don't care.
Right.
And I've never liked it, although Beat It.
Sure.
Pretty catchy riff.
Yep.
Right. Little Eddie Van Halen on there. And how monumental that Thriller album was.
Right.
It was huge. And whether you liked that album or not.
But we could find something in your life where you like it, but turned out they were a shit heap of a human being. Like,
never meet your heroes, people.
Yeah, well, apparently.
Never meet your heroes because that's how that goes. But across the board, you're absolutely right. To me, we talk about lack of integrity and go, yeah, well, both the conservatives and the liberals both lack integrity.
Yeah.
So I'm just voting for the one that I like.
Right.
Or the one that speaks to me.
Yep.
So yeah, of course it does. Until you stand up and say, you know what? I don't go in for any of this.
Fuck all of this. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do? Am I joining Tim Thomas and going off the grid? Like, what's happening? I have no, like,
man, every day it seems like a better and better idea.
For sure. And if I could do it without being such a wing guy, yeah, right? No, then maybe you would do it. But your point is well taken.
Yeah.
Just because I'm shrugging my shoulders and going, yeah, you knew this all along.
Right.
Right. To me, it absolutely comes down to those kids' parents.
Yep.
Who is in that time frame saying, yeah, it's a good idea?
No. And I guess to some degree, we're just having two different debates, right? Like, absolutely, that's where those kids need to point it. And we all get to look at them and go, bad parents and whatever.
We still got
a huge catalog of music that's being played all over the world at any number of sporting events and radios.
If we're having two different debates, it's only because I have an inability to sometimes stay on point. That's all that is. Am I going to cringe the next time I hear a Bad
right.
or Dirty Diana or any of those tunes? No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
But it will from time to time cross the mind that, fuck, it's that guy.
Like, yeah, but and this is all where I'm saying is it has already for a very long time is you go, man, that guy is talented. Like I heard the other day it was a little Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Came on, and I don't know, ABC or whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, man, that is a crazy talented guy, right? And right up through Off the Wall and into Thriller, and you're like, it's not my type of music
right.
in any way, but, you know, it's easy to recognize talent.
For sure. Well, you look at, and this reviewer that I talked about a few minutes ago, he said, you can draw a direct parallel line, and he goes, to me, the most perfect one is Justin Timberlake, where you just, not because of any kind of allegations against Timberlake, nothing like that. But he said, a guy who started in this group and seemingly can do it all. He can dance, he can sing, he can
do a little.
Yeah. And he said it changed music. And Michael Jackson did. Like, he sort of created this different genre. It sort of spun off from almost like a Motown before it became like this pop, dancey, whatever. He said, like, just such a huge part of the cultural experience for America and what he's talking about is now just uncomfortable. Like, and what are you supposed to do with that? And I don't expect us to be able to answer that question, but it's one that increasingly crosses your mind and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, that's really comes down to, because it's been so backburnered for so long, and really because there's been...
Yeah, it's the doc that's brought this back to mind.
A proliferation of so many other things, right? Freakish behavior. And you go, oh, wow. Like I just diddled a couple kids.
Right.
All right. Throw him on the heap.
Little bit of that, man. Yeah.
And so, we become, and I guess we talk about the lack of integrity. Everybody becomes desensitized.
Yes.
To all these abnormalities in people's behavior.
Yeah.
Right. And what becomes not necessarily acceptable, but certainly shrug worthy. And you go,
Well, everyone knew going into McGregor Mayweather that Floyd Mayweather was just a terrible fucking human being. But holy fuck, I want to see that fight. I'll throw down my $100 and he's going to get his share of it and whatever.
Million.
Yeah. That's on us. Whether or not we need to feel guilty about it or not is up to your own interpretations, and that's fine. But as you said, don't meet your fucking heroes, man. You don't want to know any more about these people than you have to. You just want to enjoy their work, I guess. And maybe that's the fucking bottom line. Is
well, it is absolutely the bottom line. And in this culture of, and as Canadians, we like to sort of pull ourselves above the Americans.
Getting harder and harder.
But it is certainly getting harder and harder, right, with the idea of the celebrity mentality.
Yeah.
And the reality is, I don't care what you do, you have the same shitty problems I have, right? It just happens to be that the one thing you do really well
is valuable to society.
Other people admire.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't mean you don't have the same problems / more problems. Right.
So in many cases, yeah.
This idea of putting these people, well, and celebrity in itself, it isolates you and sometimes exacerbates whatever your problems are.
Yep.
Right. Sure. Whereas you and I toiling in anonymity, right? Nobody cares.
Right.
And our little.
No one's digging through your trash and whatever else.
Well, right? But also it doesn't flourish.
Right.
Because. You know, you have all the things that your day-to-day hassles, whereas, celebrity can be very isolating, right? And things tend to grow and sort of freakishly morph into something else with money and time on your hands.
Yeah. Money begets drugs and alcohol and whores and whatever else you want it to, right? Well, no, but you're...
Matt's become Amish somewhere.
You can allow your shit
show.
To spin out of control in a big way, right? And all of a sudden you have the ability to do it, so...
Especially if you have doctors who are willing to support you in your chemical phase, fuse...
I think... Go ahead.
Fog.
Why don't you keep tripping over that?
Yeah, as I'm working towards something. But yeah, that's it. That's all I have on that. It's really, I was indifferent to it, but I found myself working.
Are you going to watch the doc?
For sure. I'll probably watch it tonight.
Yeah. It's almost fucking 4 hours long.
Okay. I will not watch it tonight.
Watch some of it. I'll get started on it.
I get you. Honestly, even in my advanced age, I'm finding myself to have a 25 minute. I got 25 minutes. I can an hour.
Rob's become more of a. I've lost it.
Well, and I'm
what's the fucking show you were just talking about? The fucking hockey guys.
Letterkenny.
Rob's become more of a Letterkenny guy.
Well, I am binging Letterkenny right now as we speak.
So when you're done giggling, you can switch over and watch Michael Jackson rape
well,
the kids.
And it's funny because
that's not in the talk. There's no live action.
I told you I watched the on Crave last night. I watched the Adnan Syed, which Adnan Syed.
Sure.
Innocent or Guilty. It's what a homicide in Baltimore in the late 90s. And a lot of questions now as to whether he's innocent or guilty. Anyways, I thought, all right, I'm going to check that out. And I went, how long is it though? That's 42 minutes. All right.
I can do this.
Right. And that's all it is. You're like, oh man, sounds serious and stuff. And 42 minutes. I got it.
Yeah. Just long
I got
enough
that.
For an episode of Broke Girls or something.
Yeah. Two Broke Girls. Yeah. Sure. But yeah, so It comes down to 4 hours. Oof, I'm not sure, man. But
you got to invest.
Yeah.
Bite it off in pieces.
I can do that, man.
Yeah.
I can do that.
All right. Well, we'll wind this one down. If you want, you can give us a follow on Twitter at Talkin Audio, Facebook. Why do you keep calling it that? Because essentially, there's always stuff going up at patreon.com/Talkin Audio if you want to support the show over there. And of course, nope, that was the last show. It's going to wreck the book again. But anyway, let's get the fuck out of here. This has been a debacle of an ending that's going to get redone. But
can you redo it with like Simpsons voices or
holy fuck.
Just tag in a bunch of other people who can maybe tighten this up and give us a little All right. The magic of
post-production.
That's it.
We're also on Instagram at Talkin Audio, so you can hang out over there every now and then. We'll throw up little clips from stuff that you didn't necessarily hear. Or
when are we going to have a live feed or a video?
Video?
Yep.
You interested in that? We could do it tomorrow if you want.
I'm absolutely not interested in that.
Because, it's pretty easily doable. You run it up as a Facebook Live or a Periscope or something. We can do it. I don't know if you want to.
Yeah.
You'll have to put pants on.
I was just going to say, man, do I got to put pants on for that?
There's always going to have to be pants for shit like that,
Thank
man.
Thank you for the high table.
That's Audio Whiplash. We'll see ya.
See ya.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app. When you say Tall Can Audio a lot, it starts to sound weird.